Steve, you said something very provocative, and you've said something similar. Do you think we've stopped evolving?
Humans, Homo sapiens as a species, I think has stopped responding to natural selection, which isn't necessarily quite the same as evolving, at least in the developed world and at least for the time being. And evolution is a bit
like... How does that come about, then?
Evolution is a bit like riding a bicycle, which, as I often say on air, I can't do. It's that you can't stop. Okay, you'll fall off. At the moment, though, we're in a situation... Evolution works on inherited differences, in copying genes, as Richard has just been saying. And the pivotal word is differences. And they can. It's a two-part exam. We've all passed the first part, and we're still alive for the time being. Not all of us have passed the second part, because not all of us have children. But the differences among people in Britain, in the Western world, in, for example, staying alive, have basically gone away. The chance of a six-month-old British baby lasting until he's 25 is now over 99%. So everybody stays alive. Everybody, it's a bit like A-levels. Everybody gets an A in that part of the exam. And the number of differences among people in the number of children they have, there are no longer large numbers of people with 12, 15 children and many, many people with none. Most people have round about 0, 1, 2, 3 children. No differences again. So no raw material for evolution. So for the time being, it's at least slowed down.
Well, I'm sure you'd agree with that, Richard. Are there anything you want to add to that?
It's the single commonest question I get asked.
Yes, well, I'm not going to draw back. I'm not going to miss obvious questions.
Yes, I think I agree with that. I would stress, though, what Steve ended up saying, for the time being, remember that evolution is a long
But
game.
One of the things you've said is that our brains are now at such a stage that we can bypass this, and you use contraception as one example.
Well, yes. That's moved away, then, from talking about genetic evolution.
Yes.
And it is true that there are various analogues of evolution around us now, and the evolution of technology, for example, is something that looks very evolution-like, but it takes place many orders of magnitude faster. And that's going on, and there's no question about that, and we can measure it, and it's dramatically evidenced wherever we look. That's not genetic evolution. At best, it's an analogy. Mm. In some ways, it's not a bad analogy, and one might even stretch the analogy to the point of suggesting it might be Darwinian, but not genetic Darwinian. It would have to be Darwinian selection of ideas or something of that kind. So it has been suggested that Darwinism is a bigger theory than just the genetic version.